This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, thank goodness we got a great Masters. Because otherwise, everything this weekend stunk. Except for, you know, just seeing the six. I mean, we knew it going in, but fifth pick in the fifth best odds to win the lottery. And I guess that's the only thing they successfully did in recent days. Rhea, how much did it bug you that Joelle wasn't there?
I didn't buy it for a second.
Surgery was timed for him not to be there, or he couldn't get back after the surgery. Did that strike you as very funky?
I am the least bit surprised.
Yeah.
Not at all. I mean, I just...
It's what,
you know,
they do.
It exactly.
You know what they also did?
It's what he does.
They put a major press conference on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Phillies game, Masters. It's so... James, how typical Sixers is that?
I would have been surprised if they did anything else. I'm surprised they didn't do it at midnight. Or, you know, I mean, it's just what they do over and over and over again.
Over like, and over and over again. It is shamelessly, John.
Shameless. But, and, you know, I guess if you can get away with it. But they're not.
They think they are, but they're not. They don't realize how much they're not getting away with it, you know?
Exactly.
I hope.
Exactly.
Yeah. How do we make sure they know?
Yeah. I mean, look, and as far as Embiid, I'll say this. If he truly couldn't be there because surgery was recent, really recent, I will buy that to an extent. But I will say this. It's weak. It's weak that either the surgery wasn't a few days earlier or a few days later, so he would address the public. It's weak.
He hasn't spoken since February 20th.
Yeah, it's just not good form. It's just not. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't put money in, but they put love and passion of 76ers basketball. And then there's people, and I'm not one of them, but then there's people that are season ticket holders. John, can you imagine being a season ticket holder? Can you imagine spending thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars? I mean, if you're that guy or gal, you deserve more than the person that doesn't spend thousands. You deserve some answers. It's not good, man. All right, let's go to the phones. Obviously, the Phil's the biggest thing over the weekend, but there was the Masters, and there was Joelle, and there certainly was Daryl Morey. Kelly in Audubon right now. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing great, Kelly.
Good. You know, it's funny, you were just talking about basketball, and I was the caller, I would have to say, 4 or 5 years ago, when Embiid first was on the team, and I said, he is the worst player. I said, he is not athletic. I don't know why you guys think he's good.
Well, you were very wrong about both of those comments, but go ahead.
Oh. Okay.
Well, he's not the worst player, and he certainly was extremely athletic when he was healthy. He obviously no longer is.
Okay.
But I get your point. You're frustrated. I'm not trying to slow your roll down. But I'm just.
I guess I would have to say that goes in perspective of what I'm about to say about the Phils.
Sure.
And, you know, I guess they all rhyme and reason together because they don't have the eye of the tiger. They, you know, the eye of the tiger, I mean, you look at Bohm, his eyes are not, he's not in the game. You look at Marsh. Okay, we'll talk about Marsh's first play. He dove for the ball. It's ball first. He dove after the, he dove first. You get the ball, then you dive. Second play. He runs back and then turns around and looks at the wall. I totally understand it, but he could have caught that ball. So my whole perspective on these two specific players are go shopping. You got AAA down there. You got people who want to play the game. You got to want it. They don't want it.
Yeah. Here's the one thing I'll say, Kelly, and I agree with you on so much of what you just said. You do have to have someone to put in there, and the Phillies don't have great options right now. I mean, Sosa is an option, clearly, for either position. I think he'll get exposed the more he plays, but he's an option right now, no doubt. But, I mean, Rojas isn't. You know, Crawford, obviously, in the minor leagues, they're desperately trying to avoid that. Believe me, if Crawford was good enough right now in their eyes from a polish standpoint,
well, they're trying to move him along.
He'd be here, but
they
he's are. Not yet.
I know, but they skipped him
no,
up.
No doubt. Yeah. I mean, but they're look, Kelly, they're
it
in
was
a,
not addressed in the offseason.
It was not addressed in the offseason. Yeah, and Kelly, that's the thing. We come back to the offseason. Now the offseason looks worse again.
Well, I think, just like I said, they have to shop. I mean, if you're going to go pick a college player, pick a high school player, anybody is better than that. Because they don't want it.
Well, they right now, they're in a world of trouble. Kelly, appreciate the phone call very much. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up in 1 minute, a question for everyone related to the Eagles as we get closer to the draft, which obviously will have all sorts of trades. An Eagles question coming up for you in 1 minute.
As the seasons and temperatures change, the last thing you want is a faulty HVAC system that cannot keep up with your family's needs. That's why you need to contact Horizon Services right away, because you should always be relaxed and stress-free in your home. Horizon is here to keep you comfortable inside, no matter the weather outside. And with Horizon Services, you can service your existing system or get a new heating and cooling system. Thanks to Horizon's expert technicians, you can trust the job will be done right the first time, and that way you can be worry-free year-round, no matter the season, and you can keep your home at that exact perfect temperature. Plus, Horizon has same-day service, money-saving warranties, rebates, and flexible payment options. They'll always work with you to make sure the work gets done on your schedule while helping you save money. Horizon Service is available 24/7, so don't wait for an emergency to happen. Schedule a visit at horizonservices.com. That's horizonservices.com. Book today, knowing with Horizon Services, help is on the way.
All right, good morning to you on this Monday morning. So the draft is coming up in 10 days now. 10 days to the NFL draft. It's been one of the more low-key build-up to an NFL draft I can ever remember, both from an Eagles standpoint, but even nationally. It's really not that interesting. Like, Shedeur Sanders is probably the most high-profile interest point in the top five of the draft, but even that, compared to some prior years, is less than most. But look, we're trying to crank up coverage here. All right, we got a lot to get to. And John, that includes not one, but two different Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevy, proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. So first is a Phillies poll question. Whose play bothers you more? We've talked a lot today about Bohm and Marsh. We ask you Phillies question, whose play bothers you more? A, Alec Bohm, B, Brandon Marsh. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter, and certainly you can weigh in at 215-592-9494. But here's the Eagles question, John, because the Saints have a real problem at quarterback. Derek Carr apparently may not be able to play. And
have you seen him?
and Kellen Moore is their new head coach. And Tanner McKee is a backup quarterback for the Eagles, and one that I think a lot of people thinks pretty good. At the very least, better than some of the scrubs out there in the world. We'll throw this Twitter poll question of the day out to you, and you can weigh in. If you're Howie Roseman, would you trade Tanner McKee to the Saints for a third-round pick? We're not going four, because I think most people would say no. We're not going two, because I think most people would say yes.
Count me in.
Third-round pick,
You think you nailed the exact right compensation? That, like, because even I'm like, when you, I'm like, I don't know. I have to think about
and
this.
And I guess
one.
It would be a high third round pick because the Saints are, you know, the Saints.
They pick 71 and 93.
Okay, let's say it's 71. But for the purpose of our poll, it's already up online. We've got third round pick. We didn't specify online which poll, but good to know that they've got two. John Ritchie, would you trade Tanner McKay to the Saints for a third round pick?
I don't think I would, but it is somewhat tempting.
It is tempting.
I like him.
I do too. I would not.
Too much.
I would not.
To
but
move
it's, him. It's tempting, but I would not.
Yeah, I would rather have him here than have a third round pick. Because I like him so much.
Yeah,
I think I lean that way too. But again, it's razor thin.
It's right on the edge. It's right on the edge. Well, we'll see how people vote today. Tanner McKay. Seltzer, what's going to win this poll? Keeping him or trading him in that scenario?
I do think it'll be close. I'll say keeping him wins it, but I think it'll be close.
Okay, well, we'll find out again. And you can weigh in at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter, but also on the phone lines. Look, this is the kind of thing that could squarely come into the wheelhouse of Howie, you know, in the lead up to draft night and then those 3 days. I mean, we know years ago the Eagles traded A.J. Feely for a second rounder. You know, these things happen. I remember when Mark Brunell was a backup quarterback to Brett Favre. He got traded. Yeah. You know, guys
almost
get
here.
Almost here. Yeah. And it was a disastrous decision to not get him.
Yep.
You know, a disastrous decision. So would you trade Tanner McKay to the Saints for a third-round pick? You can certainly weigh in at 215-592-9494. By the way, when you weigh in today, your chance to win a $100 gift card. We got a $100 gift card to Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon with three locations, Glen Mills, Springfield, and Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. Make sure you visit them in person or online at josephanthony.com, where gift cards are available, josephanthony.com. Oftentimes, right around this time of the day, we'll tell you it's somebody's birthday, and we base a question on that, or perhaps somebody passed away, but we got a lot of love for that person, and we base something on that. Today, John, and we got a divorce. On this day, yeah, I don't know, 20 years ago or so, 30 years ago, whenever it was, Bill Joel, and Christy Brinkley, Splitsville for Uptown Girl.
Uptown Girl, yeah.
That's right. All right, so here's the deal.
She was in the video for Uptown
yes,
Girl. Yes. That was a big deal.
But you kind of knew back then, kind of feels like a mismatch. I mean, that's what Uptown Girl's about. Mm-hmm. The song's saying they're a mismatch.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
And in time they proved to be. All right, so in honor of that mismatch, or dishonor, if you will, give us a great answer for a mismatch. Give us a mismatch. Man, there's a lot of ways to go here.
Was Billy Joel really a downtown man? Like he said.
Yeah, he's still a bit of a tough guy. I think Billy Joel's legit tough guy who turned into famous guy.
Mm.
But I don't think he was Silver Spoon guy growing up.
Yeah.
I get the impression he's...
This is the first concert I went to, Billy Joel.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's got an array of songs, to say the least. You probably know every song at one of his concerts. All right, give us a
it's
mismatch.
An awesome show.
No, I'm sure.
Yeah, amazing songs.
Yeah.
A mismatch,
yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Let's go Olympic. Let's go tracksuit, FloJo, Florence Griffith Joyner, fastest woman in the world.
Yeah.
The tracksuits that were asymmetrical, they were so cutting edge, fashionable. The asymmetrical unitard style, Joe, something that we struggle
I will
with.
Say, I will say that we do struggle with style. You can see us on YouTube right now, see how ridiculous we probably look. That's not the best Olympic answer for mismatch.
Mm.
I'm just going to put that.
Oh, I can think of. Whoa. No, there are some good options.
There's one in particular. Ladies and gentlemen, give us a mismatch. Best answer, and it can be two people that didn't fit. It can be a sporting event that was like Super Bowl 59.
You took my answer.
Too bad,
Seltzer. That was my answer.
I could tell.
That's outrageous.
I could tell.
I'm annoyed with you
well,
now.
Well, too bad. All right, give us a mismatch. It can be a game. It can be two people that don't fit. It can be Gabe Kapler in the city of Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. You took another one.
That's another big one. A mismatch, 215-592-9494. Rhea, give me a mismatch.
Two completely different personalities, Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, they are. They are very different. That's a good answer, too. Hurts and Sirianni. But it did work. I will say it worked.
Well, yeah, it worked.
But those two, probably on a Saturday night, probably not, you know.
Not hanging?
No, I wouldn't think so. I think Larry Brown and Allen Iverson had a better shot to hang on a Saturday night.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
You are out of control.
Was that four or five I've taken already? All right, 215-592-9494. There are big answers available. Let's get to Bill right now in Pittman. Bill, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How you doing?
Super, Bill.
I'd be doing better if the Phillies had played better this weekend.
Yeah, that would help things, too.
You know, watching baseball with my dad, who was a pitcher, I basically watch every pitch. This weekend, I honed in on Marsh's stroke. What he's doing is pulling his head out early. He's not watching the ball all the way to the plate. And when you pull your head out early, your hands move, and hence the barrel of the bat is not going to wind up where you want it to wind up.
Well, I'm actually encouraged, Bill. If you found something, maybe they can find something. If it's actually mechanical like that, that's correctable. And that would give me some hope. But I got to be honest with you, little hope. Because even when he was, let's say, right, he still wasn't very good.
Yeah, I agree with you, Joe. I totally agree with you. But what he's doing wrong is fixable. And if he's serviceable, that's way better than what he is right now. So, you know, it's a pretty easy fix. As far as the Tanner McKee deal, we won a Super Bowl because we had a really good backup quarterback.
Yeah.
I would not trade Tanner McKee. I absolutely would not trade him because, I mean, what's that leave us with? Drafting another quarterback?
Yeah, you got to find the next guy. That's exactly right.
Yeah, I would not. My answer for mismatch, I think this is an all-timer, goes back to antiquity, David versus Goliath.
Oh, that's another one right there. Bill, what a phone call, man. Excellent call on a lot of fronts, 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Guided Door and Window winner of the weekend. There was obviously an awful lot going on this weekend. Guided Door and Window received 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 6 years to pay off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today. Call them at 1-877-GO-GUIDA. You can also visit GOGUIDA.com. Well, let's start with, obviously, in addition to the Phillies, which we've been discussing, let's start with the Masters. Let's start at the end of the Masters. Let's start with that final putt. Guys, I hope you saw it. If you didn't, just know you missed an all-time sporting event. Clearly, I think the biggest moment golf has had this decade. Biggest moment since Tiger won in 2019.
Yeah, I agree.
Trey Wingo went on Twitter and said he thinks it's the top four Masters moment of all time. I mean, if you missed it, just know this. Rory's final round was a freaking roller coaster. All right? A roller coaster. And I'm kicking myself, John. Someone asked me on Friday on the show who I'm rooting for in the Masters. And I rifled through so many names and I just kind of didn't land on them. I should have, because if Tiger's not in it, Rory is the guy I most root for. In part because he's been so great. In part because he stood up for the PGA against Liv. And in part because he hadn't won in so long. And in part because you know he cares so much. And he's a very entertaining athlete.
And he never won the Masters, obviously.
And he had never won the Masters.
So that's the thing for non-golf people like me.
Yeah.
I find him entertaining.
Well, 100%.
A personality.
And not a jerk. Like, there are some people that are entertaining and are jerks. He seems to me to be a really good, righteous guy who happens to be opinionated, but not a jerk. And I appreciate that a lot. He won yesterday, but my God, did he almost not. Let's listen to when he won.
Look at the long shadows. Symbolic at this moment of the journey it's taken to get here for all this history.
The long journey is over. McIlroy has his masterpiece.
Look, if you saw this yesterday,
I think you need to whisper to me.
I'd love to hear from you. At 215-592-9494. Try to put it into words for people that didn't see it, how special this was. This was an all-time, I'm telling you, this decade. It's one of the best moments in sports this decade. It really was. So your phone calls on the Masters yesterday, 215-592-9494. It was extraordinary. Let me put it this way. It's better than Daryl Morey's press conference.
Just a little.
Just all right. So the Masters and Rory winning, what'd you notice? What did it mean to you? I thought it was really an amazing moment. Let's listen to Daryl Morey, because that also happened as we look in the window to the weekend. Let's just start with how he started. Couple things from his opening statement. We'll start with Morey starting it off.
Tough season. you know, obviously not where we expected to be. And, you know, ownership, myself, Coach Nurse, Joel, Paul, Tyrese, our whole roster, you know, we expect more. We really feel for the fans who put their heart and soul into this team, and we know we've let you down. Obviously, biggest factor that was really hard for us to manage was injuries this year.
Daryl Morey yesterday. Let's listen to Morey because he continued on. Before even taking questions, he continued.
Ownership gave us the resources to make aggressive moves this offseason to put a championship roster around Joel and Tyrese. And, you know, sometimes those aggressive moves don't initially work out, but we feel good about that. Those three guys are three all-stars going forward.
John Ritchie, sir, your reaction.
It's a joke that you re-upped Joel Embiid this past summer, and your explanation that it was part of the effort to recruit Paul George.
Yes, that's right.
Is completely unacceptable. What world do we live in where that's real? That's moronic.
Well, I will say this. It's possible Paul George would not have come here without the extension of Joel, but they should have seen deeper into the medical side of Joel, and I sense that they were hasty to give Joel the extension because of the Paul George thing, and that is incredibly foolish. I mean, it feels to me like they rushed the Embiid extension to get Paul George in, and in the process, honest to God, screw the next half decade for
Philly. Right.
For the Sixers.
That's the bottom line.
That decision right there.
You rushed it. You rushed into a mistake that just, it painted you into a corner that you can't get out of.
Because they had him under contract for two more years. Put another way, if they had not given Joel the extension, they'd have him under contract for one more year. It would still be a disaster that he's physically declining and maybe no longer will be able to answer the bell. But it would be far less of a disaster than he signed through whatever it is, like 2030.
No one was going to give Paul George that contract. He was going to come here.
Well, the Clippers were right, by the way, to not give him a fourth year.
Correct.
And it is entirely possible Paul George was being a tough guy in the negotiation with the Sixers, and if Daryl Morey approached things the way Howie Roseman approaches things, he could have seen through that. Because would Paul George have actually turned down the extra $60 million or so if Joel does not get the surgery?
No.
Probably not, right?
No. I mean, you know how I feel about Daryl Morey.
Can Howie run all the teams?
Yeah, it would be nice.
Howie, run them all!
He's got some free time.
Do you think he could do... Seriously, he might be able to do a better
Bo
job.
Jackson?
No,
pull
dude,
Bo Jackson, do two sports?
Let's keep our minds open to this possibility.
All right, 215-592-9494. Our next Twitter poll question would be, if Howie Roseman could take over one other team,
that's so crazy.
Would you want him to be the Flyers, Sixers, or the Phillies?
Can we also can we get an answer for why Daryl Morey is always out of breath? It's weird at this point. Every time he talks, it's so strange. I've never heard anything like this.
I haven't either, James. I don't know if it's a medical condition. I don't know if he's nervous. It doesn't make me feel more settled, I'll tell you that.
No, it certainly doesn't inspire confidence, that's for sure.
Oh, my God. All right, your reaction to all of this, what Rory did yesterday, the Phils over the weekend, the Daryl Morey audio will continue to play because there's a lot more to get to today. Your phone calls plus Ben Davis coming up in studio. 215-592-9494. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, it's 94 WIP.